someone asked me if they can take a piece of jewelry that has a pasuk or part of a pasuk into the bathroom. In other words, some people have a necklace that has on the necklace the pasuk of Ani l'dodi v'dodi li, for example. Maybe there's a pasuk, maybe there's part of a pasuk, Derechecha Darchei Noam. Are you allowed to take the jewelry with this pasuk or part of a pasuk into the bathroom? There's a tshuva by the Rambam in Siman Reish Samaches, where someone asked, they tell a story about someone had a talis, and he wanted to make the talis really nice, and he embroidered on it, he sewed on it with fine, I think, silk, with a finely done work, and he included a pasuk from Parshas Vayomer, and the Shem Hashem was written with yuds. And another guy apparently protested what he said, you can't do this, and the first person who made this beautiful talis did not accept what the other person said, and they asked the Rambam, what's the halacha? So among the things that the Rambam said is that this person should not, this is a problem that there's a pasuk embroidered in the talis, and one of the reasons is, the Rambam writes, "Vatam Hashem Yisher Biglalo Asher Zamas." So the reason why this is forbidden, "Hu Shemafkir Psukei Torah Lidei Zilzo." You're going to cause psukim of the Torah to become zilzo, to become denigrated. Lefisha Tzitzis Tashmishe Mitzvah Ve'en Kedushas Guf. Tzitzis does not have inherent holiness. It's used for a mitzvah. And you're allowed to enter a bathroom with tzitzis. You don't take off your tzitzis when you go into the bathroom because it's not tashmishe kedusha. And then he said, so how can it be then when you, let's say if you bring in your talis into the bathroom, as you normally might, and you're going to bring it with psukim in the Torah. He says, Ve'eich nafkir psukei ha-Torah. How can we make the psukim of the Torah hefker? Shenichtu b'kedusha, they were written with holiness. Shenichtu b'pi ha-gvur, they're written by God. La'elu ha-tinofos v'azilzulim. For this dirty and denigrating purpose. So, and he says, V'abizui Torah b'lisavik. This is a disgrace to the Torah. And the Shulchan Aruch Pachim is like the Rambam. And so, the Shach explains that the reason why you can't embroider psukim in a talis, among other reasons, he writes, it's only tashmishe mitzvah, and we're concerned that you're going to bring this into the bathroom. And how can you bring psukim in the Torah into the bathroom? Now, is this limited only to psukim in the Torah? What about mamori chazal? What about passages from chazal? So the Rav in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Vav Halacha Ches, writes that it's not just Kisvei HaKodesh that have holy status, but also Kisvei Kodesh Kulan Uferu Shemu Ubeureyam also the Sarfam Labdam Biyad, that they're also status, not just the Kisvei Kodesh, but also their explanations and their commentaries, i.e. Mamari Chazal, passages by Chazal. So that would also be an issue. There's a debate as to how many words are necessary, or how many words of a pasuk create that kedusha of the pasuk. Let's say you don't have a whole pasuk, but you have half a pasuk, you have a few words. So there's a debate, it seems, in some areas of halacha, that if you look in Yoredeya, Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya, Siman Reish Pei Gimel Seif Gimel, where the Shulchan Aruch writes that three words, it does not have kedusha status, does not have sanctity status. It's based on a Gemara in Yoma, based on Gemara in Gittin, and yet there is a halacha legabe regarding sirtut in Reish Pei Dalet Seif Beis, which seems to say that three words are a problem, but two words are not a problem. So that's it. So maybe we could be lenient with our three words that do not constitute any type of kedusha. Some would hold that two words, but anything more than three words certainly is a problem. So what are you supposed to do? So could you cover the piece of jewelry when you're going into the bathroom? So the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea Siman Reish Pei Beis Ivav states that Hakamian, an amulet, which probably has some kisvei, some psukim inside of them, im hayu mechusim or mutali kanes behind the base hakisei ve'im lav aser. If they're covered, then you can bring them into the bathroom. So maybe if you cover it, then it's not a problem. The truth is that the Mishnah Brura in Siman Mem Gimel Sif Katan Chafei talks about a situation about kisvei kodesh, that are you allowed to walk into a bathroom with kisvei kodesh or not? So there are different. The Mishnah Brura brings two different opinions, and he says according to one opinion, if they're a single covering, it's permitted to bring them in. And someone said that if there's a double covering, they need a double covering to bring them in. And again, this is in a situation where you're afraid to just leave it outside the bathroom because you're afraid someone's going to steal it or take it. The Shulchan Aruch there says that in a bathroom in the house, so you shouldn't bring it at all. You shouldn't bring any the jewelry with a pasuk, in that case you're talking about tefillin. You shouldn't bring kisvei kodesh into a bathroom at all if you can easily leave it outside. But let's say you're somewhere where it's hard to do that. You're afraid if you leave it outside the bathroom it's going to get stolen, so it's better to have a double covering. But the evidence, in a pinch, you can use a single covering. So just to summarize what we mentioned, the question was, you know, these pieces of jewelry that have psukim or par psukim in the Torah, is that a problem of taking these pieces of jewelry into the bathroom? And I mentioned that there is an issue. Certainly if it's a pasuk, certainly if there are at least four words in the pasuk, four words of a pasuk, and the one leniency might be, and again, we're assuming there's no Shem Hashem. If there's a Shem Hashem, it's even more problematic. And the one leniency might be if, let's say, the woman, let's say, who's wearing the jewelry, if she's afraid to leave it outside the bathroom because someone may take it, let's say it's not in her house, then it's like a public bathroom somewhere. So then it's best to put it in a double covering. And if not, there's what to rely on to put it, let's say, underneath her outfit, even for a single covering. So b'dieved, that would be okay.